time when the fun begins. You may now have fun.
Hi, I'm Madam Plurly. I'll start that again. I was trying to
purr. You're trying to rock.
Okay. Hi, I'm Madam Purry.
And I'm Albert Feleinstein.
And welcome to Organized Fun, the board game podcast, where today we have been playing Schrodinger's Cats. So welcome, everybody. I won, so that's why I'm hosting. Well, I've been handed some notes here for the top of the episode, and it says 300 episodes.
Yeah, so last week apparently was our 300th episode. Hooray!
Hey! So is there's not a board game score for every episode, is there? Because if you divided up the wins and the not wins, that doesn't make 300, because there'll be other like extra things.
Okay, so like our 300th release, because obviously I only call that game episodes. So we're on 172 actual games, but obviously there's been, you know, Kids on Bikes and Minisodes and all that. So we've released 300 things.
Only 172 games? Doesn't seem very much.
No.
Out of 300? Yeah. Anyway, there we are. Let's all celebrate.
Work times fun equals progress.
What's this other thing? Oh, the box. Would you like to read the box of Schrodinger's Cats?
I would. Schrodinger's Cats.
The card game.
Yes. Schrodinger's Cats is a pseudo-scientific card game of strategic uncertainty for 2 to 6 players. A fast, fun game of bluffing, deduction, and cute cat pictures. Cats are a curious lot. Cat physicists, doubly so. Their desire to discover the secrets of the universe overwhelms their already shaky catnip-influenced ethics. In Schrodinger's Cats, players run experiments, form hypotheses, and try to one-up each other's research. Players take on the role of a cat physicist, such as Albert Feleinstein or Sir Isaac Newton, using their special ability to help prove their hypothesis, or at least debunk someone else's. Each cat physicist tries to determine the minimum number of alive cats, dead cats, or empty boxes across all the boxes in Schrodinger's famous lab. And it is for 2 to 6 players, as it already said, ages 14 plus, don't really know why, and it takes less than 30 minutes.
Your government prescribes one session of fun per day.
Well, we should probably explain what Schrodinger's Cat is first, which this game is based on, which I believe I know what it is. I suppose Schrodinger was a scientist guy, and he had a theory. I think it's sort of related to sort of alternative realities, I think, isn't it? Where you have a box with a hypothetical cat inside, and until you take off the box and actually see if the cat is inside or not, you don't know if it's there and therefore alive or not.
But isn't it the poison in there as well?
Well, I think there's various versions. There's like cat with a poison. So if you lift off the box, you will release the poison and kill the cat or whatever. But was it alive in the first place? Because you don't know if it's actually in there or not, which means until that moment happens, there are like two possibilities living side by side, i.e. like two alternative dimensions side by side. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, many a sci-fi program have used this theory, so that's probably why it's got a bit muddled up. But that's the idea.
Yes. And how does this relate to our game?
So, I mean, this is another game in many of the sort of board game cat-themed empire. It's expanded. There's so many cat games, isn't there?
Definitely popular.
So this is a card game, and you have various cards, some with an alive cat in the box, some with a dead cat in the box, and some with an empty box. And it's fairly straightforward. So you have, is it 8 cards each? 6 cards each, isn't it?
So it changes each round. So yeah, we started with 6 cards each, and then it went down to 5 cards, 4 cards. Yeah.
So each player has 6 cards each. We don't see what each others have with all these possibilities on. And it's like a bidding strategy where the first player would say, well, I've got like 3 dead cats and 3 alive cats in my hand. I am going to bid and say, I think in the 12 overall, there are 3 alive cats. I know that there's 3 alive cats because I've got 3 in my hand. The other player probably has some alive ones as well, but you could try and guess that and say there are 4 alive. If you do that, then you might be asked to prove that by the other player. So you're carefully bidding back and forth to say, well, I think there's this in the 12. I think there's this in the 12. And at any point you could be sort of caught out to prove it, whether you've been sort of guessing or not. And I got a little bit lost as we went on to where the point of it was going, to be be honest.
I just realised as you were talking, the point isn't to prove yourself right, is it? It's to get the other person to inflate their bid. It's to prove the other person wrong. So you almost want to inflate your bids, because then on your turn you can say, well, I know that's bullshit, you can't prove it.
Well, I was thinking, how do you win the round then? It's if you are proved wrong, then the other player wins.
Yes.
And then you go around again and it's smaller cards.
Yes.
Yeah. As we were going along, I was like, the first couple of bids, I was like, right, I'm just going to say what's there, or I might just add one more in, because the likelihood is that you're going to have one of an extra card of one of these possibilities.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why am I doing that? What is the point of that? Why are we trying to... I don't know. What is the point of this game?
I don't think I have the right kind of mind for it, because I was looking at my hand and thinking, well, okay, I've got three alive cats, so I'll bid three alive cats. And because why would I lie? Why? What's the point? But then, if I suppose I want to lie to get you to say a wrong hypothesis, but then if I lie and you just say, okay, prove it, then I'm caught out in a lie anyway. I don't get
it. It's like a Schrodinger's card game.
Yeah.
All the possibilities. Yes. Maybe that's the point. Yeah, I don't know. We did have these bonus cards, which is where our characters came from. To be honest, I didn't look at that because, as I said last time, I never look at the extra rules or the extra bonuses. I don't know what that actually did.
Now we've closed BGA, you probably can't see yours. Would you like me to read you what your cat power was?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Madame Puri, obviously, so all the cat physicists are cat puns on, actual physicisty peoples. But what they did is also a cat pun as well. So I don't really... Okay, so cat physicist, Madame Puri, radio captivity. I mean, obviously, just because I know, because Marie Curie discovered plutonium or radium or whatever she did, and it killed her. But that's her. So your special power, once per game, you could discard all alive cat evidences that were down there. So I guess you could... Because, one of the things you could do, you make a bid of how many whatevers, but you can also put evidence down. So put cards from your hand face up to say, well, here's my, I reckon there's 9 dead cats and here's 5 dead cats to contribute to that evidence. So she could get rid of that record and confuse people, I suppose. But my one, Albert Feilenstein, discard my hand and draw an equal number of cards from the research deck. So I could change, I could have made bids based on my current hand and then discarded them and redrawn a new hand and proved my previous bids wrong. I don't really know why I would do that bonus power. I don't really know why is that a useful thing to do? Surely it's more likely to screw yourself over because it invalidates all of your previous bids.
It's a weird one, isn't it? It's a really short game. There's 3 rounds, 15, 20 minutes, absolute maximum?
Yes. I guess if you were playing with the full 6 players, it would take a bit longer.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it works better with more than 2 players then, because there's more possibilities or more things to work out, maybe?
Possibly.
I'm sure there's another similar game where you have to sort of guess. I mean, there obviously is.
It's you play it with dice, don't you? You all roll some little dice and you say, I predict there's 5 fives, or I predict... They play it on Pirates of the Caribbean. But it's got Bill, you're a liar!
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it is. It's that theme, but they're like, let's just... I mean, I get the idea. I feel like there just could have been a bit more to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should just frag straight away and it will come out in the frag, the extra issues.
Okay. I mean,
I was going to say, okay, hold on. Did you have a strategy when you were playing this?
No, not at all.
Good. Neither did I.
I think my strategy was based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the point of the game. So I was literally just bidding what cards I knew there were, rather than maybe trying to trick you into bidding something different. Okay, right, so you reckon 3 dead. I am going to raise that to 4 dead. Okay, and to prove it, here is my 1 dead cat that I have.
5 alive cats.
No, I don't believe you. Prove it.
5 dead cats.
I raise the bid to 6 dead cats. 3 alive. Well, my only other thing before we frag, this option of showing evidence. I've put, why though? If the aim is to trick people into making a dodgy bid, why would you submit evidence that proves the current bid? Surely you want to leave the evidence unknown so that they make dodgy bids. I don't get that.
No, I don't.
Because you either, let's say I had 5 dead cats in my hand, and so I made a bid. If my aim is to get you to make a wrong bid, then I would play... No, because if I played a small... Like I've said, if I only played one dead cat into evidence, you wouldn't make a high dead cat bid because you would think that was the only dead cat I had. But if I played all my five cards as evidence, then you still wouldn't make a higher bid because you'd know that I couldn't possibly have any more because that was my entire... I don't understand.
No, I don't get it. This is more scientific than Schrodinger's theory in the first place.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Play to win.
Let's frag. Let's just frag.
Okay.
Okay, fun. What did you think of the fun?
Two.
I mean,
I just felt I was just saying random things without really understanding why.
That's like me every week.
I know. I was just saying
okay.
Numbers. I wasn't really understanding. And maybe it is that we were just playing it with two players and obviously either I win or you win and that's it. Where there's no...
Maybe you're supposed to sort of think a bit more strategically and intellectually about this before just placing a card.
Maybe.
Or a bid.
Maybe that's not what I'm looking for in a quick, less than 20 minute card game. Sort of. Anyway, no. I will say
two as well. Replayability. I mean, it's a quick game. It's your starter kind of game, isn't it? It's not a main feature. It's just a quick, let's just play Schrodinger's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's much replayability though. It depends. Maybe with more people. But even if you have a strategy, I don't know, I'm going to say three.
Okay. I'm going for two again. I just think, again, and maybe this is just me. Maybe this is just not my kind of game. Maybe it's too involved. Like, if I played again, I can't think of anything that I could do different because I just don't get it.
Maybe it does need to be played a few times. Maybe after a while, maybe that's the key.
Maybe
we shall never know again. No. To play it again or to not, that's Schrodinger's theorem, right? FR aesthetic. They're sort of cartoony cats, aren't they?
They are.
I feel like I recognize the artwork from another game. It's giving me sort of Munchkin vibes. Maybe it's the font. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. I was just gonna see if I can find art by James Stowe. I'll look
James
up
Stowe. James Stowe. I think James Stowe has done more than this game. It's that kind of thing. And even the colours and stuff, it's very sort of a Munchkin-y style thing, I think. It's okay. I'm going to say three again.
I am going to say two again.
Oh, dear.
Right, I have some issues. The box specifically mentions cute cats, but the art style, they're not cute. They're hideous.
No.
They're scary and horrible, and I don't like them. And also, so the title is in this, like, you know, bubble writing, quirky font type thing. But that font is laced all through the rule book. So, you know, like whenever there's a keyword and it'll be in bold or something, but keywords are in this awful, like, font color just interspersed throughout. And it's really hard to read. And I can see what they've tried to do. They've color coded it. So, you know, hypothesis is purple and alive cats is pink because that's what color they are on the cards and dead cats is green. It just looks messy and painful to read. Sorry. And it's always very, like, the colours are kind of weak. It's a very pale, weak yellow, and it's a very pale, weak pink.
Yeah, there's something a bit off about it.
Yeah.
Okay, and gameplay. We didn't get it. I think this is the first one we both haven't really got. How strange.
No, but I'm tempted, I know this is really, really backwards, but I'm tempted to give it a three, because I think the problem is me. I think the game works. You make a guess, you make a bid.
I feel like there's a rule missing, or there's another step missing. Have we just missed something out here?
No. Well, no, because we're playing on Board Game Arena, which literally handholds you all the way through, so no. But
gameplay, I'm going to say two, because it's funny. You do the first bid, you're like, right, okay, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to bid this. This is how it goes. Then the second one, you're like, okay. And then the third one, that's when I'm always like, now what? Where is this going? Nothing changes. It's like, oh, and then that's going to be the end of the round. That's it. On like three or four turns.
So the way is, you can obviously either, you can make your bid based on dead, alive, or empty boxes, and you have this sort of chart that goes up incrementally, so you can never go lower. So if you bid two alive cats, according to the chart, the only place I can go from there is I can either bid the next number up of alive, which is three, or I can bid two dead or one box. You can't start from one dead. And so if you did an alive bid and I did an alive bid, there'd be no point in changing to a dead bid, because the dead bid number would already be too high, so that we would just know that it's bullshit, that we just know it's not possible. Which is why I think I've given it a 3 for gameplay, because I think with more players, obviously, I think it will work. And I think more players, even if there was 3 of us, the first round, there would be 18 possible boxes. So the bid numbers would go much higher. You could get higher and you wouldn't reach that sort of dead point. I just think maybe 2 players, I just don't think you should play with 2 players, maybe.
Maybe this is secret maths education game.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. But yeah, well, that's going to be a frag of 9.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Well, now is the time I ask myself if this is a win or not. I'm going to say no this time, just because of the overall feedback from everybody in this discussion.
I mean, if it was up to me, I think I also would have said no.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Schrodinger's cats.
No, it's got me thinking
about
cat-themed games.
Yeah.
Maybe we should design a cat-themed games night.
Yes.
Do another menu.
I'm trying to think.
And do some research and be like, these are my 6 top cat games or something.
Cat Tower, we've got.
And there's plenty. There's tons. Cats in a Blender.
I was just thinking in terms of cat games that we own and could play.
The Blender one.
Oh yeah, Kittens in a Blender.
Did you say the one? What's that one where it's like box, like cat boxes?
Yeah, Cat Tower, where you stack them up.
Yeah, there's a few.
There's a few. Oh, Exploding Kittens, obviously. That's 4 games for the cat party. Cat party? Cat night. Anyway, yes. That makes it 130 to the gamers, 42 to the haters.
Still good ratio there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it just says on my notes that is the end of the episode.
Yeah. I'm just looking like a fast, fun game. I mean, it was fast. I'll give them that. But fun, nah. Bluffing, no. Didn't really understand it. Deduction, no. And cute cats. No.
Dear.
But yeah, well, there you go. Well, I've been Phil.
I've been Mark.
And remember, non relinquum in arcara perculo. Maybe not. You can find us on Facebook at Organized Fun Pod. You can find us on X at Fun Organized. Thanks for listening. Bye, Ludophiles. Bye.
Bye.
Now's the time when we stop. Good night.